It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Bill Flash, Sarah Spain, Harry Lyles Jr., June Lee. Anything going on today?
Woo!
The NFL in March. Russell Wilson traded to the Broncos. Exclamation point. Aaron Rodgers staying in Green Bay. Exclamation point. Aaron Rodgers happy? Question mark. Let's go!
You better be happy.
Bears fans happy?
He used all of us.
I wish I had an air horn to celebrate all the news.
No, I'm glad you don't have an air horn.
Russell Wilson, this trade had to be coming together gradually and then suddenly, like all great things in life do. You have to think Seattle reports of dissatisfaction last year, which they tried to quash with reports that it was copacetic. But you have to think that played into it. The reports that Denver wanted Aaron Rodgers and then him resigning in Green Bay. Did they just go all in this morning? Adam Schefter reporting no, but Broncos receiver Jerry Jeudy was all of us as this was playing out, right? And you have to think this is going to be one of the biggest packages in history. Maybe not Herschel Walker's size, but just looking at the reports today, Drew Locke, Shelby Harris, Noah Fant, so that's three or two and a half starters, two first-rounders, two second-rounders, a fifth-round pick going to Seattle. Nothing is official, though, until the new league season starts in 2 weeks. Bill Plaschke, around the horn to you. What?
Is Seattle, what is Seattle doing making this trade? What is Russell Wilson doing approving this trade? You don't trade a Hall of Fame quarterback unless you have a chance to get a decent quarterback in return. They're getting no decent quarterback in return. They're getting the ninth pick in the first round of the draft this year. It's not a quarterback draft. By the time they get the first rounder in 2 years, Denver will be a winning team. There won't be a good pick. So they've lost their quarterback. They've lost their foundation. And what's Russell Wilson doing to prove in this trade? He actually wants to go to a division with Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert in it. He wants to battle those guys and Derek Carr and the Raiders. The Broncos are only the third best team in that division. They're not even guaranteed to make the playoffs. They lost five or six games last year. And I realize they had a good defense. They're not a great team. He makes a good team, not a playoff team. He could have waited. He could have waited a year. He could have approved a trade someplace else. What are they doing? What are the Seahawks doing? What's Russell Wilson doing?
That's a lot of cold water here from Bill Plaschke, Sarah Spain. I ask you the same question. What?
Yeah. What? We come to you for your incisive and thoughtful questions, and I will give you an equally thoughtful answer. I disagree with Bill. I think, yeah, the Seahawks are going to come out on the wrong end of this. It is almost impossible to give away a future Hall of Famer and a great quarterback like that and get back pieces that will amount to what you did. Now, they have a lot of pieces to work with, and if you're going to rebuild and you think you're going to lose him, I guess you go to wherever place is going to give you enough stuff to work with. On the Russell Wilson side of things, I think that team's a contender. Now, there are a lot of contenders. Just last year, we talked about midway through the season, there were eight or nine teams that we wouldn't have been shocked if they had won at all. So it's a little bit trickier in the current NFL to say definitively that a team with a superstar quarterback like that is automatically able to go. But they've got receivers and running backs, offensive line, defense. They got a lot of pieces. And as I saw someone say, they basically were operating with Pop Warner numbers from their quarterbacks. You replace that with Russell Wilson, it's a whole different team. And the Denver Broncos are a pretty good place historically for former Super Bowl winning quarterbacks to go in their later years and pursue another title.
Means nothing now.
I think it's a good move for Russ.
Harry Lyles Jr., bring you in here. What?
Yeah, I'm not sure about this on Seattle's side. It feels like we've been trending towards some sort of a reset there for a couple of years. I thought it was going to be Pete Carroll that would be gone and not Russell Wilson. He's turning 71 this year. Obviously, though, we know that guy's got plenty of juice. He shows it on the sideline all the time. But I do think that this Broncos team has really, really great potential. I do think that they're a contender. They've got good young receivers in Courtland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy, Javonte Williams at running back. There's a lot of potential there. And I think another part of this trade that is a win for the Broncos is you did not have to give up Bradley Chubb and Pat Surtain. I think the fact that they were able to keep those two guys on that side of the ball was huge. And to me, this team becomes more complete with a Russell Wilson on it. It's like Sarah said, they've added a veteran quarterback in the past. It paid dividends for them. And to be honest, it looks like it could be the case again this time.
Joon Lee, you just heard Harry and Sarah say Denver's now a contender. You want to start there?
I mean, to add on to Sarah and Harry, I mean, how many times across sports, not just in football, do you see a team trade away the best player and then win that trade afterwards? Russell Wilson's in a situation, I think, in Denver where he's going to be able to build on a foundation. They have Courtland Sutton. They have Jerry Jeudy. They've got a lot of cap space. They had $39 million in cap space before this trade went down. There's a lot of room for improvement on this team. I think they have a nice, fertile foundation to be able to build a team around Russell Wilson. I think he ended up in a better situation than where he was in Seattle. And I do think it's interesting to point out that Aaron Rodgers was the guy who's making all of the noise in the media about not liking his situation, not liking where the Packers were. And Russell Wilson was also similarly discontent, not making a lot of noise. And he's the one who ended up in a better situation, in a better team than he was before compared to where Aaron Rodgers
You think Denver's
today.
Better than Green Bay? Is that what you're saying right now?
No, I'm saying that Russell Wilson was able to improve his situation, I think, compared to where Aaron Rodgers has been kind of complaining about what is going on in Green Bay over the course of the last couple of years.
Flashkey, I'll bring you back in. If you could start with Denver being a contender, you're shaking your head no.
No, Denver, no, and I think the division is too tough. I don't think they're complete enough. The wide receivers, it's all potential. Mm-hmm. They have one good, decent running back. You know who the biggest winner was in this trade, though, Tony? The Rams. The Rams are the biggest winner. They got Wilson's gone from Seattle. Garoppolo, let me finish. Garoppolo's probably gone from San Francisco. Kyler Murray's unhappy in Arizona. The Rams are going, they'll be hosting the Packers for the NFC Championship.
All right, if we could just sit still for 1 second, Bill. You don't even like the haul that Seattle got. It's a bigger haul than the Rams got for Stafford last year, right? That was two first-rounders and a third. This is two first-rounders and two second-rounders. You want to address that?
Well, I just think they need to get some guarantee of getting a quarterback back. There's no guarantee that they won't get one this year's draft, and they won't be drafting high enough next year to get a quarterback. Where does the quarterback come from? You can't win without a quarterback in this league. Tell me where it comes
back
from.
Back on Denver being an immediate contender, are you taking Denver and with Russell Wilson over Buffalo and Josh Allen right now? Are you taking them over Joe Burrow and Cincinnati right now?
You're taking them over Patrick Mahomes
in Kansas City? Chargers and Herbert, that's a maybe. Tennessee's won a division, and Indianapolis didn't even make the playoffs last year, but a lot of people like them.
Absolutely.
Baltimore's got Lamar Jackson. What a conference right now. There was a time, Sarah, our youth, Bill, our youth, if I could say broadly, there were no trades in the NFL. Now, last year, Stafford gets traded. It changes the whole landscape of the league. This year, well, okay, Sarah, please. This year, you see Russell Wilson get traded. The NFL is now welcoming trades, and I, for one, love that. We'll move on. Aaron Rodgers, he thought he was going to be the lead story today. Not the way today played out, but 4 years, $200 million, Ian Rappaporting, with $153 million guaranteed. Aaron Rodgers tweeting, yes, he will be back with Green Bay, but reports of a re-signing or terms are not exactly accurate. Of course, he said that. After months and months of ebb and flow and passive-aggressive, passive-passive snipes, Harry, who won, and is it all win, or are there lingering consequences here?
Well, immediately, Tony, I think that Aaron Rodgers is a winner here. He's going to undoubtedly get a massive bag out of this contract. And for that, like a couple of years ago, they drafted Jordan Love. Like the Packers seemed like they were moving on. And now he's going to be the highest paid player in the NFL. So that's a win for Aaron Rodgers. Now, I will say this, though. I do think if you are the Packers, this is also a win for you, albeit though not as big as it is for Aaron Rodgers, just because you are going to have to, at some point or another this offseason, you are going to have to rebuild no matter who was going to be the quarterback, a roster that is going to have to contend. You are much better off doing that while having the reigning MVP on your roster than you would otherwise be. So to me, I think everybody wins here.
Joon Lee.
Yeah, I'm right there with Harry. I mean, everything that Aaron Rodgers has done over the course of the last couple of months, complaining about a situation, going to the media to create chaos, create speculation about what is happening, he played all of us. He got a huge contract, and he's in a situation where he now has more power than he did before. You know, he helped the Packers bring in his old QB coach that helped Green Bay win the Super Bowl. He now has more influence over the organization than he did a couple years ago when they drafted Jordan Love. And now he's in a position where he's going to potentially be making more money than any quarterback in NFL history. I think that everything that Aaron Rodgers has done, I think he feels will feel justified in kind of going about how he did everything over the course of the last year or so.
Bill Plaschke.
Aaron Rodgers, 16 consecutive postseason starts without getting to a Super Bowl. That's the longest in NFL history.
At the picnic, rain and the parade, cold water
no,
over everything.
No, I'm just saying. Today. I'm just saying. He's a winner. June's right. He played the media. He played the fans. He played his teammates. He played all of us. This beautiful mystery, this farewell letter, all that stuff was a lot of bull. He was just trying to see. He was going to stay there all along in the weakest division in football. He wasn't going to leave. He's going to get the biggest contract. But now he's got to produce. That's the lingering thing.
And Sarah Speed.
Listen, I have a lot of problems with this guy, and I've said many of them aloud, but I'm not going to go so far as to say that he always knew that this was it and he was playing everybody. The Packers were not willing to give him a multi-year deal that guaranteed what his future would look like. That's what he wanted, and that's where the problem stemmed from. They still weren't sure what Jordan Love was and what they were going to get from Rodgers over the 40-something-year-old years. And so he was not given a restructuring, and he wasn't given the years he wanted. As much as we could talk about the bag, which, again, we don't quite know that as of this taping, what the details on the numbers are, more importantly is the 4 years that he now has to decide, unless he wants to come back every year and say, I might retire again, which wouldn't put it past him. We know that at least he has the ability to be where he wants to be and lead that team. Bill's right about, you know, putting up the Super Bowls. And we also do have to see the contract numbers to know whether he's going to be able to put around him the players that he needs. No one to blame anymore if he takes the biggest bag in all of NFL and then says he doesn't have the pieces to win with. So now it's on him.
He was already getting blamed, though. It was already on him. He was the front and face of the organization.
But he made a lot of excuses before. There won't be any now.
June Lee.
If there is anything to prove off of this situation, it's that Aaron Rodgers has made football a soap opera, and it's amazing reality TV for all of us.
Who's in the better position right now, though? I know you all think the Russell Wilson trade, and three of you think Denver's a contender. It's still Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay that's in better position.
Better team.
Today. Yep. June, I don't think you're willing to go there. It seemed like you were going the other way earlier. I don't think you're willing to go there. Okay, you can think about it.
NFC
we don't need an answer right now, Marge. Plaschke, last question. How does this affect the Rams? That's what we all want to know. Get out of here. Taking a break. Buy or sell on the other side. Back to NFL trades. Joe Montana was traded to Kansas City. That was a big, big deal. The Herschel Walker, we talk about it because there were no trades. Champ Bailey for Clinton Portis. I was Brett Favre for the Jets. But the last 2 years, these are juicy. Stafford and Wilson champions. Yeah. We'll move on. Buy or sell next.
Around the Horn is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
The NFL coming into March like a lion, but not all the headlines are great. Fallout from Calvin Ridley's year-long suspension for gambling continues. NFL's judgment, he only bet over a five-day stretch, didn't bet on the Falcons to lose while he was not playing for them and away from the team, nor had any inside information. That's one thing. The league welcoming of sponsors, DraftKings, FanDuel, celebrating fantasy football is another, and fans putting together video reels of highlights wondering about Ridley's effort and motives, that's another. Bill Plaschke, what position is the NFL in? And Ridley saying it was only $1,500 or exclaiming he got a year suspension, LOL. Does he have a point?
No, he has no point. He should get a year if he bet 1 cent on one team one time. This is a cardinal sin. This breach of the integrity. I was in the middle of the Pete Rose gambling trials in 1990. This is insidious stuff. And again, you see all the Twitter feeds out there, all the videos, people now questioning whether he's throwing games. The whole integrity of the league is at stake here. And don't give me this, well, the NFL is embracing gambling, so it should go easier on players for gambling. The NFL embraces beer, and they don't let players get drunk during games. The signs are everywhere in the locker rooms. No gambling on the sport. None. No betting. Zero. It's the year is justified. And he'll be lucky if he has a career. He'll be lucky if anybody signs him back. Josh Shaw got a year from the Bengals. Hasn't been signed since.
Sarah Spain.
Yeah, I mean, at the very core of why we care about sports is the idea that they're being contested and they're the ultimate reality show. We don't know what's going to happen, and the people involved are doing their best to win at all times. Even before the billion-dollar deals with gambling, that was such a core important point of everything that we watched, whether that was Donaghy in the NBA or other sports. Now that there are those billion-dollar deals, that is why the NFL is coming down so hard. So he doesn't have a point. You collectively bargained this as players and agreed to the fact that you're not allowed to gamble, regardless of whether it's a lot or a little. They're going to make an example of him. They can't let this look like it's not a big deal in case it happens with other players, coaches, staff. He may be able to bargain it down, but he probably won't. This is probably fitting.
Larry Lyles Jr.
Yeah, Tony, I think the one thing that the NFL won't slide no matter what is this perception of the integrity of the game. And because that comes into question, that's why they handed out the suspension that they did. I think that Calvin Ridley is honestly probably lucky that the details that he says, you know, should make his suspension shorter are honestly, it's why it probably wasn't longer. I think that this is a case where the NFL wanted to set a standard, set a message like, hey, like you guys still cannot do this, because they still want to protect those sponsorships and things and relationships that they have with these gambling sites and apps. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that, you know, in this city of Atlanta, I think the overall feeling of this was like, of course this happened to this town and this team with Eugene Robinson and Michael Vick and Bobby Petrino. So it's just a completely unfortunate.
But you're saying,
situation.
If I can go back to what you said earlier, that you think it could have been worse if he was betting against his team and then that suspension would have been longer? Is that what you're making a judgment on?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Because I feel like the dollar amount doesn't necessarily matter to me, but if you're betting against your team, to me, there's no way that you could say that you don't have some sort of inside knowledge or something of that nature. The fact that he was betting for the Falcons to win,
well, that's an interesting point, because the league, in their initial release here, which came immediately, and like they had done an investigation going on, well, we've seen them do other investigations and haven't commented so quickly. To say no inside information seems a bit bold, because, well, he's a member of the team. He has to talk to his teammates and know about other teams. June, I want to bring you in here, but at the risk of being apples to oranges here, we've seen suspensions from the league before that are much shorter for grievous crimes players have committed or been alleged to have committed. You've seen conversations go about tanking from league owners and teams as well, and these suspensions haven't been as long. I'll bring you in now.
Well, that's something that I think touches on the NFL and the sports industry's entire core business, which is obviously making money. And so, you know, when you talk about the dollar amount, I think it's easy to just write off $1,500 isn't that much. I think that's ridiculous. It's a lot of money for me. It's a lot of money for a lot of different people. And I think it misses the point, because when you are gambling on these games as an athlete, you're attacking the competitive integrity of the sport. And it's making us question just the, you know, it can be a little inch now, but it could grow over the course of time.
Understood.
Whether or not we have doubt over the results.
But the tanking conversation, that's also, of course, about the integrity of the sport, hasn't resulted in a team being punished to this degree.
Yes, but players have much more control on the field over the result of a game. You can abstractly build a roster that is meant to not do well, But a player can, you know, compete above their level. A team can overperform. Like, there's a level of control that a player has over the result of the game. And if you're creating any sense of doubt, it's just bad for not just football, but all of sports to have that down the mind.
Sarah
of fans.
Spain, I'll bring you in here. The apples to orange of it all. Domestic violence. We've seen players be suspended for
right.
two games, four games, please.
I mean, I think obviously what we want to acknowledge is that there should be greater suspensions for those grievous crimes, but that we understand and are not naive to the fact that affecting the bottom line of the NFL is this crime from Ridley. And unless we care enough about the moral problems that it forces their hand in terms of sponsorships and money-making ventures, they're not going to change their behaviors. It is a bit of apples and oranges. We could still be mad about it. That doesn't mean that Ridley's suspension should go down for something that's this serious. And as far as Stephen Ross, that is ongoing. I could see him having his team taken away if they can prove that he was paying to lose rather than just rebuilding.
That's where Bill Plaschke.
Ridley bet $1,500. He lost $11 million. That's a lesson to every NFL player. You can't tell me he's the only one that's out there gambling. That's got to stop, and it will stop this kind of a penalty.
Bill Plaschke, Drew Lee, thanks for your thoughts today. Quick out for you guys. Sarah Spain, Harry Lyles Jr. Showdown in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, here we go. A showdown that you knew was going to happen when you saw the matchup was Doncic versus Gobert, but it's Doncic versus Gobert. Sarah, who was up to less good this time around?
I'm going to go with less good coming from Gobert here. This is a guy that knows how to start things and rarely finishes them, but he knows how to start them.
Okay, Harry Lyles, who was up to less good?
I think, look, Rudy Gobert started it, but Luka was up to less good, and he did it with some gamesmanship, trying to get a technical there on Gobert at the end of the game. I think I got to go with
that. That's gamesmanship? You're calling that gamesmanship? That's just flopping.
100%.
That's absolutely flopping. You're right, the answer's Doncic, but don't even, how dare you condone that. Point Sarah's made. We'll move on. UConn Conference title number 27. Villanova beat them earlier in the year. They said they wanted them. They got them. And with Beckers and Fudd combining for 11, Huskies still won by 30. Gino wants everybody to know that he heard what they said when they were losing. Harry, is UConn back to being UConn? Is Gino right to rip naysayers like he did last night?
If he's going to rip naysayers, he's got to rip himself. When Paige Beckers went down, he was saying that his team was no good. But yeah, UConn's back.
Uh-huh. Sarah Spain?
Yeah, if I remember when people were saying this team was stubborn and there weren't enough playmakers and they weren't any. I'm sorry, wait a minute, that was Gino Auriemma earlier this season.
Okay.
Yeah, of course right. They're good. They got a lot of great talent, but the rest of the league is looking good too. I wouldn't count on UConn just yet.
All right, so you both are putting it on Gino, right back in Gino's face. Sarah Spain, that'll get you the FaceTime. 30 seconds.
We're talking a lot about some big contracts in the NFL today, but I think they're overshadowing the biggest, most important one, especially on this International Women's Day. Doris Burke, the GOAT, re-upping with ESPN. That's the contract I want to talk about. I want to talk about all the incredible women across ESPN over the years that I've been here, taking over every single possible role, analyst, play-by-play, color, coaching, everything. I want more of it. And now we got Fantasy Women's Basketball at ESPN2 announced today.
Sarah Spain, today's show.
I'm in.
We're on a 23.5 hour break.
Do it.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
This
around the board.
First round pick.
Defending
I got
champs.
It.
This is awkward.
That was real early. Wow.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.